tanse, kita tamskat na wow, tatawaw, fun with a sigaso yan, eh, kwa.
Tamskat na wow, nawag umaganak, I had to catch my breath there. Tamskat na wow, nawag umaganak, Dallas wasket na sigason.
And you're listening to another episode of the Cree Chatter Hour. We hope you guys had a beautiful week. It's been quite an eventful week for us. You know, we just came back from Erminskin and talked at the Youth Day business symposium over there. That was pretty cool to see all the youth come out in Erminskin. I always have a good time in Musquechese. I think it's such like, it's one of those places that has a lot of history, no matter what you do, whether you're a rodeo person, powwow person, ceremony, or round dance, you know, they always have a good history there of those kind of gatherings.
Yeah, Nista, I like going out to Musquechese. I like going out there in the stomach. Ektek I asked my now again, mom negue with some bros. We'd go to the rodeo, see set, and then we would mom negue. Ego ma, we'd go to the penny. Ekte mina, eh mom negue. So a lot of times just talking about that. But again, you said in the week, and that it's a beautiful place. A lot of memories, a lot of good history there. Ego, we drove down the Pope's Road,
you know, I don't know if you guys remember that when the Pope came visit Musquechese, but boy, they just paved all those res roads, so it's a real smooth ride when you come in there. But that was one word I wanted to share, though, because I kept seeing that everywhere, and even as you're going into the Powa Arbor, they have the name for Erminskin there.
Musquechese, yeah?
No, it's Neasqueyak.
Neasqueyak.
That's like N-E, Neasqueyak.
Squeak.
I don't think it's Nia. It's Nia Squeak.
Nia Squeak.
Yeah, that's how you say Erminskin. Like, I guess what they used to call.
Yeah.
Hobima. It's Musquechese now.
Musquechese now.
It's Musquechese is all the bands put together. What is it? Four bands.
Four bands. Yep.
Four bands, but one of the bands there is Erminskin. Nia Squeak.
Nia Squeak.
Yeah.
Ah,
there you go.
Nah,
that's the way to go. That's
you know what? That way, I seen that word on the wall there quite a bit, even when we came into the municipality of Erminskin.
Now he's talking like a counselor now. But we were actually out there though, talking to the Oskaisak at their business symposium for Erminskin, and it was really nice. You know, I even have some relatives out there. My late Nemosumpan Alex Wood was actually married to Rachel Cryer, who became Rachel Wood out there in Louis Bull. So I always remember going to my Muslim's house, and you know, my late Kukum too, she used to, my late Kukum Nokumpan Rachel would always have like food ready for us. She'd always feed us, and then she'd take my parents to bingo. Well, me and my Nissi Miss Raven always had to stay and like keep my Muslim company. And so we would just watch TV with him, and he'd always ask us to make him breakfast or tea. So it was good. That's one of my good memories of going to Musquechese.
It just sounded like a place where you got to clean up and, you know.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's kind of like, you know, when you think about times like that, when you would go visit your Kumusumpan, Kogumpan. And then, you know, you would talk about the times you would end up cleaning up. But, you know, it's a learning lesson, too, which would prepare you for your life in the future where you met me and now you cook for me. Oh, my, you wash my clothes.
Actually, I make you do it with me.
we have a really equal 50-50%.
Yeah. I get 50, it is. And I get your 52.
She gets half. She gets my 3D money. I get her 3D money.
We switched. That's how fair we are.
Oh, Moya, you know what? Nawigamagan, I forgot to mention that this is the first year that Mr. Wascat got $15 for leadership and 3D money.
Really?
Yeah, you get 50.
You get extra?
Yep. And
what?
Then Chiefs get like 25. And then
I'm gonna hold a rally, yeah, man. We should all be getting $15 a year.
Kya no, common folk get $5.
Just start being good now, Speaking of events this weekend, though, if you guys are looking for a Poatsiamhain, there's a couple of really awesome ones here around the Edmonton area. We're actually in studio this time. We always record our show from home, but we're being fancy today because, you know, he's feeling extra counselor-y. And Muskegsik, Enoch Cree Nation annual powwow is this weekend. Come check it out, you guys. It's not far from the River Cree. I'm sure everybody knows where the River Cree is. Iguana, the Alexis Nakota Sioux Nation, they're also having their pow. Another good celebration. Both places, I'm pretty sure they're competing for the crowd because their prize money looks just about the same.
And another one. I just heard you say
but,
that.
But Boitsimuin, though, actually, Alexis was the first powwow after COVID, the first Boitsimuin that happened right after COVID. Do you remember that? That
was it was like just packed, yep.
2 years ago. I remember our son waited 2.5 hours for a Bannockburger. That's how long, like, that was the longest I've ever seen powwow food lines in my life. And it was like, they were literally going like, quarter around the arbor. That's for each powwow food place.
We actually lost a lot of weight that week and we couldn't even eat there.
It was good though. So this weekend, you guys, Alexis Nakota Sioux Nation, Igwa Muskeksik, aka Enoch Cree Nation, both having their powwows. If you have time and you're not competing at just one of them, go check out both of them. Support both communities. That's something I think I would do. But you know, we're gonna have to, the Creek and Fed ship is actually gonna have to sail without our captain this weekend, as he goes to fulfill his ceremony commitment this weekend in Ike Sagaygan.
Oh,
I do believe Wichigaskosis Sagaygan, they're starting their ceremony.
Yeah, ceremony.
Today.
Yes, yes. You know what? I was trying to. I could say it in Cree, but maybe I don't even know if you know. We don't want to. You know, misinterpret anything, but I'm sure we could say it in that Nahio language, what ceremony is happening, Spinoman, the next few days. But again, Boitsimuin in the land of Alexis Sioux Nation and in the land of Enoch Cree Nation.
Yep. So Dallas won't be there, but you know, we'll probably be there. I was going to stay home and just come support him. And he's like, why are you going to come support me? I'm just going to be laying there anyways, dancing and suffering.
Yeah, and suffering. Oh my. I'll just be looking at you thinking, yeah, you're probably going to go eat chicken right after this. Huh?
You're probably full on McDonald's.
You're probably just full on chicken. Magamina chicken.
Is that a Cree word?
Yeah, McChicken, mana babagwan. Kababagwan. But yeah, you know, that's going to be my first time there in Moiningamuik, mana, with my drum group. I think that's the very first time in a long time that I've never got a chance to sing. But I'm actually excited to see how the guys do in the week, magan.
Moinia. I'm not as excited. Well, we'll see how it goes, even if I don't end up going. Another cool thing, all you jingle dress dancers, all you jingle dress onimithawak, skowak, they are having a sidestep special in honor of Danny Okamau, a.k.a. Kisagauki Sik is her nehuihu new. Sidestep special, all sidestep songs. You know, she comes from both Anishinaabe, Ojibwe, and Cree backgrounds, but she made her home here in Treaty 6 territory quite a few years ago, which is why she's holding it in Enoch, but she comes from, you know, where the jingle dress comes from. It's going to be an awesome special. All of you jingle dress dancers, come on out to, I think it's on Sunday.
It's on Sunday, but yeah, you forgot to mention the real reason why she's holding it in Enoch is because she's shacked up in Enoch now for the past 2 years, and we're really thankful for that man who took her in out there in Enoch.
That's not only why. Enoch's like one of those, I think it's like a actually, we're on the Cree chat. We're on the Cree chatter hour here. You're supposed to say it in Nehiwewin. Muskeksik.
Muskeksik.
Yeah.
Ek de nasakie gano ma Danny Ogamau.
I don't know what that second part said, but that sounded pretty cool anyways. Well, yeah, it's been, we actually just came from Blackfoot territory last weekend. We were over there in Siksika. A lot of people don't know this, and I've said this a few times on our show, but did you know that Blackfoot and Cree are sister languages? They both come from Algonquin roots, and that's so, like, it's so, it's like one of those, when you hear about that, you're like, really? Because like the Blackfeet people and our Nahio people, they were like mortal enemies and had a lot of wars. And what do you think about that, Dallas, about them being sister languages?
that or the mortal enemies thing you said.
Just mortal combat.
Yeah, mortal combat over there. But
they did mortal combat. They did go to war a lot.
I know. And I just wonder why they must have been so, I mean, because you know what? The Siksika, our Siksika relatives, and Mstapel, they're really big people, like tall, man.
And why, and our Cree people?
We're just a bunch of Tsinis, you know. And then I just think, how would we end up trying to fight those guys, man? I'm like, holy man, maybe we were fast. I hope we were fast.
It's like Ewoks against Chewbaccas.
Big dudes and against little dudes.
Who knows? They could have been fighting over, you know, they used to steal horses, women, all that, you know, the tribes used to steal from each other like that.
Sugar, igwa my bannock,
igwa bread.
Bread and some rocks at the way and some trees.
No reason.
They would steal some strings.
It was actually a really good Batsumwin they had over there, though. I really appreciate hearing all of their leadership over there speak in their language. And I could see, you can't hear the same similarities in words, but the sounds, like the phonetics, you know, like the sounds of our words, they use the same sounds in their words.
No, I love the way they speak.
Did you notice that when we were there?
I did. You know what? It started back with our good friend Stuart Breaker, I think, who used to be in our class, and he was a Blackfoot.
Was he half Blackfoot? I'm pretty sure he was half and half.
But he spoke really good Blackfoot, though. Yeah. And he talked about the sister language, and that's where I got...
Was he half?
I don't think
or
so.
Or was he just studying his... Because we... University of Blue Quills is actually a sister school to the Red Crow College that was down there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think you're right. I think he studied Blackfoot. Like, I think he was in the BA program there. That's pretty cool, though. All of you language learners out there, I always encourage signing up. It's summertime. Go check out what your options are, even online for the University of Blue Quills or Red Crow College there, because they both have language degree programs, which is really cool.
No, it's wonderful programs, you know, and we're really fortunate that we got our education through the Blue Quills
and
University.
And it's not just Cree or Blackfoot. In Blue Quills, you could even get a Dene language degree, which is like awesome. They started that when we were there, and it's really cool. I really appreciate the music of the Dene people, their drum ceremonies, their drum dances or whatever. Very cool. We actually got to spend some time up north there. Me and Nina Bim went back during the middle of COVID, I think that was.
Yeah, 2021, actually. We started our Vax Fest tour, and it took us out there to communities like Rainbow Lake, High River as well.
Kadot
Lake as well, and
all of those ones up there.
Yeah, no, it's wonderful being up there, and they were so kind and so generous.
They gave us some
people.
Really awesome gifts too, like their moccasins, their Dene style moccasins. Mine were lined with rabbit fur, and I still have them. But yeah, that's what we're talking about, language. It's so awesome to see more and more people taking that initiative to learn it, so we can help teach it. You could learn it on your own. You don't need a degree or anything like that. But the reason why we went that route is because we really want to help teach other people the language in different ways and different things and different tools you could utilize in like attaining the language and sharing it. So that's how we ended up here at the Cree Chatter Hour.
Ooh, I just made a line. I just made a really cool line. You want to hear it?
Okay.
You ready? You don't need a degree to speak Cree.
Yeah, that's a good one. Say you should get a t-shirt like that.
I should get a t-shirt like that. You don't need a degree to speak Cree.
Yeah. On the Cree Chatter Hour.
But no, I just want to say, you know, nanaskumun to all the people who are out there, and take the time to come up to us and say we enjoy your show. Again, we were in Musquechese today in Nermanskin.
Just this afternoon,
and I seen a bunch of people come talk to my kinapam, my nawigamagan, and they were talking to her about, hey, you guys going to be recording your show today? And we were like, yeah. I mean, I overheard her.
We get that everywhere, even at Saddle Lake Powo. I'm sorry. I know you're listening to this. There was a man who came, shook my hand there, and he's like, oh, I didn't think I'd catch you. I know you're so busy. I just want to say I really appreciate your show. So we appreciate all of you listeners out there, and I'm glad you guys get something from listening to our Cree Chatter Hour. But don't go anywhere just yet. We're going to be right back right after these messages with some more phrases and sayings and talk a little bit about language. And don't forget, our very last segment of the show is when we like to share some music. So don't go anywhere. Stick around for some more Cree Chatter Hour.